And now another remembrance, this one of a man who was the father of home video games.
The next time you pick up a controller for a PlayStation or Xbox or Wii, think of Ralph Baer.
Ralph Baer was the person who made possible what's now a $90 billion business. He invented the first home video game system back in the 1960s. He scratched out the idea on a legal pad. It was the genesis of what would become the first game box. It made it possible for people to play board games or sports on a standard TV set. In 1973, he and his employer, Sanders Associates in Nashua, New Hampshire, won the first video game patent.
Ralph Baer died Saturday at the age of 92 at his home in Manchester, New Hampshire. He was born into a Jewish family in Germany, fled Hitler, and escaped to New York.
Writer Harold Goldberg interviewed Ralph Baer for his 2011 book called All Your Base Are Belong to Us, How 50 Years of Video Games Conquered Pop Culture. That title, by the way, is a riff off the bad translation of an old Japanese video game. Harold Goldberg, if we picture a standard video game character, bulging muscles, a big booming bass voice, anything else that could strike fear in your heart, it sounds to me like Ralph Baer was nothing like that.
No, no, not at all. Ralph was quiet and but witty, a guy with a deep voice, and he was a very kind man. When I visited him, I stayed in his ranch house for a weekend, and we had a great time, and he even made me sandwiches.
He even made you sandwiches, unlike most video game characters. What did the original video game system that Ralph Baer invented look like?
Well, it was kind of boxy, like a console, but what was interesting is that he had a rudimentary idea for games on a television set all the way back in 1951. And he wanted to do a checkers game, and his employer, which was a defense contractor, kind of shot it down. But he never got rid of the idea, and he kept thinking about it. And Magnavox Odyssey was full of interesting games, and the most important of which, I think, was the ping pong game, which, if you had any kind of imagination, was... felt like real ping pong. It put you into the world of a sport.
And so a couple of months after Baer's video game system, as you said, called Odyssey, came out, it had pretty stiff competition. Atari came out with Pong, and Baer's employer, Sanders Associates, saw that as patent infringement. How was that legal case resolved?
Well, it was resolved in favor of Magnavox, and to be quite honest, Ralph felt that his idea had been appropriated for Pong, if not stolen.
And that kind of dogged him through his life, didn't it?
It did. He is certainly now remembered as the father of the video game console, but his perhaps... it's too strong a word, but rival was Nolan Bushnell, who founded Atari and put out Pong. And Nolan was a huge man with a marketing plan, and he was able to get Pong into all places around the world that Ralph and Magnavox couldn't.
Video games since Odyssey and since Pong have changed so dramatically. We now have Wii Sports, which relies on this motion sensing technology to track and mimic movement. We have games such as Little Big Planet that are really artistically complex. What did Ralph Baer tell you about how far video games have come and how he felt about that?
He felt good about having been on the forefront as a pioneer, but and he was still working on games and toys, because he also created the toy Simon. When I was visiting him a few years ago, and we would still talk on the phone about these things, but I don't think he followed the video game world on a day-to-day basis. You know, he probably, if you asked him what League of Legends is, the great esport, he might not know.
But you say he still was very much involved in creating video games, even into his 90s. Did he feel as though, in any way, the industry had left him behind?
I don't know, because he really, you know, after the Odyssey, he actually worked on a legal product called Telstar, And then he worked on Simon. So perhaps he did, but I think in the last 15 years, certainly when he got the Presidential Medal of Technology, he kind of felt redeemed. And you know, you can see all of this stuff at the Smithsonian or even on the Smithsonian online. So I think he felt good about his place by the end.
Thank you very much, Harold Goldberg, author of the 2011 book, All Your Base or Belong to Us, How 50 Years of Video Games Conquered Pop Culture. Thanks for remembering Ralph Baer with us, Harold.
You're quite welcome.
For a link to Harold Goldberg's obituary of Ralph Baer, you can go to our website, which is radioboston.org.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.